The New South Wales government has announced a new 24-hour economy strategy to help Sydney return to the bustling city it once used to be. The strategy seeks to collaborate with local city councils to help businesses in the tourism, hospitality, and arts industries, which have been heavily impacted by COVID-19. The new 24-hour economy commissioner, Michael Rodriguez, spoke about the new role.
The role of the 24-hour economy commissioner in all of this and working with New South Wales government is also to be responsive to the needs of the sector as we go about trying to build Sydney into a global city. And that's really what the strategy is there to do. It's really there to underscore that Sydney is a great place to live, work and play. And we want to be seen as such globally because we want to attract people to come and live and work in New South Wales. And with that, create new industries, new opportunities for the economy. And in so doing, attract businesses to come and base themselves in New South Wales. So
he also spoke about his strategy in bringing nightlife back to Sydney.
So on the 24-hour economy strategy itself, there are, I guess, two or three key things to that. And one is really about, I describe it as generating demand for people to go out and have a good time in the city. And that involves many considerations, but chief amongst them are, have we got the offering in the city right? Is it diverse enough to engage people of all ages, all backgrounds in our in going out? So I guess generating demand is an important part, and you'll see New South Wales government working on a number of initiatives to do this. You've had the CBD Revitalisation Fund, Drink and Dine program.
While the plan is highly ambitious, questions remain about the viability of the plan as businesses and consumers come out of a recession. One big move to push Sydneysiders back outside has been the repealing of Sydney's lockout laws, prohibiting drinks after 3 a.m., a move that is welcomed by businesses. Kerr Ayoun is the owner and managing director of the King's Cross Distillery and is excited for the end of lockout laws.
Well, we welcome that. I think it's going to be fantastic for new business and some of the old existing businesses that have managed to survive. I think it's going to be a new page in King's Cross going forward. And I think business, once the international sector opens up, I think the businesses in the area should thrive. The way I see it, they're backtracking a little bit. It would have been nicer if they had done it earlier, but it's better late than never. Also, we opened up in 2020. I had the view, my view was always, hopefully, the lockout laws will be lifted and business would be able to return back. So we haven't been able to experience any of that just yet, or we didn't experience any of that prior to the lockout laws. So, but I would like to see personally the industry and also people in the area, guests from out of state and international guests come to King's Cross and enjoy, what Sydneysiders have enjoyed in the past.
However, are people still interested and willing to go out in a post-COVID era?
Pre-lockout. And we thought about what that looked like. We need to reimagine a new future and then work to deliver it. And I think my role in government is not necessarily to prescribe what should or should not be. My job is to help create an enabling environment for businesses, councils to create the right entertainment offerings. We have got used to talking about Sydney in a negative way, and that needs to change. Lockout has been lifted in across the city. It does no longer exist, and we want Sydney to be seen as and enjoyed as a city where people feel safe to go out and enjoy a diverse range of things. So what comes along with that is the obligation to make sure that that happens. And that means industry's got a really important part to play in making sure that it now embraces the new strategy, it embraces the new legislative environment, and continues to trade well with patron safety at the forefront.
Kia Noon says that he, as a business owner, is ready to start working with the government for a brighter future, and a more lively Sydney nightlife.
I would like to see the Lord Mayor, as much as they say they're engaged with small business, actually, instead of them sending out their people on the streets, to actually get out to the community and actually talk to small business like ourselves and get a real vibe and real connection of what's happening at the moment.